From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, described the rapidly deteriorating human rights situation in Venezuela and said its government should withdraw from the U.N. Human Rights Council if it can't address the problem.
The Venezuelan government is in the midst of destroying human rights and democracy in Venezuela. It is conducting a campaign of violence and intimidation against unarmed demonstrators, businesses, civil society, and freely elected political opposition. Since April, when demonstrations became a daily occurrence, more than 60 people have been killed, more than 1,000 have been injured, and nearly 3,000 have been detained, including over 300 civilians who are being charged criminally in military courts.
Haley took about 4 minutes to deliver her highly anticipated remarks to the UN Human Rights Council as it opened its three-week summer session in Geneva. She also indicated that the U.S. was looking into whether it would still participate in the council after officials of President Donald Trump's administration voiced concerns about the effectiveness of the 47-member body. German lawmakers on Thursday approved a plan to annul the convictions of thousands of gay men under a law criminalizing homosexuality that was enforced enthusiastically in post-World War II West Germany. Parliament's lower house voted unanimously for the bill to cancel convictions under paragraph 175. The new bill foresees compensation of about $3,340 each for a conviction, plus $1,600 for every year of jail time that a convicted man had. It says almost 5,000 are anticipated for applications. This is VOA News. After Islamic State militants destroyed Mosul's famed al-Nuri Mosque on Wednesday, Iraqi generals say the bombing proves their forces have all but won the battle for Mosul. But fleeing civilians and aid groups say the humanitarian crisis in Iraq is far from over. VOA's Heather Murdoch is on the scene in Mosul's Old City.
This is Mosul's Old City, where there has been heavy fighting over the past few days.
You also don't see any civilians around here, as most everyone in this area has fled.
Only a few hundred meters from here, the al-Nuri Mosque, both the symbolic heart of the Islamic State and an ancient treasure of this region, was bombed last night by IS militants. We can't get to the mosque now because the bomb site is still heavily guarded by sniper fire and mortars. Soldiers say IS wanted to destroy the mosque in advance of an Iraqi and coalition victory over the group in Mosul.
As you see, our fighters overcame strong resistance here, and you can see how hard they fought. It is difficult traveling this small city. The roads and the geography are difficult. They did the right thing.
Mortars, bombs, and IS sniper fire are still killing people as they run. Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
U.S. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert said Thursday the United States was deeply concerned about a pattern of violence and harassment by Russia-led separatists in eastern Ukraine against unarmed civilian members of the OSCE Special Monitoring Mission.
The latest in a series of threatening and intimidating incidents involved harassment, threats, and ultimately shots being fired at retreating mission vehicles on June the 20th. This follows the tragic death in April of a U.S. citizen who was serving as a paramedic with monitors when his vehicle struck an explosive in separatist-controlled territory.
She said the U.S. calls on Russia to use its influence to end the campaign of intimidation and honor its commitment to allow free, full, and safe access to OSCE monitors, and that a lasting and durable ceasefire is urgently needed to relieve human suffering. Weeks after being berated by U.S. President Donald Trump for failing to spend enough on defense, European nations vowed on Thursday to boost military cooperation in their portion of the world. At a summit in Brussels, the 28 European Union leaders agreed to jointly develop or purchase military equipment, such as drones. 22 of the 28 countries are also members of the U.S.-led NATO alliance. The EU countries plan to draw up criteria and binding commitments over the next 3 months for settling their defense cooperation goals. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.